A pedophile's review of music, the XXX child porn parody. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Ann Taylor. Episode number 1659 is here. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Telecanal ZIK648000 violates YouTube's community guidelines. The 3rd of February 2022, the channel is a Ukrainian news system. Sun 1C relax 861,000 violation of YouTube's policies against spam, deceptive practices, and misleading content, as well as other terms of service violations March 24. Naked Traveler 529,000 violation of YouTube's policy against nudity or sexual content August 15, 2020 most likely because Naked Traveler 529 has the word nude in its username. Banned hours after YouTube updated its guidelines banning content that is white supremacist, anti-Semitic, and misogynistic. YouTube removed the channel after media outlets exposed the channel's content as unsuitable, as well as its child abuse. These videos were GD2's 358th video, then GD2's YouTube channel was terminated due to copyright infringement. The pleas led to the termination of all of Marcus Dibble's 550 social media accounts, including his four YouTube channels. Tate Speech 768's ongoing suspension is now reported as being a multiple violations of YouTube's community guidelines. MR Technical Difficult 2,025,137 violations of YouTube's community guidelines. The 21st of January 2014 MR Technical Difficult was allowed to continue using his other channels. Dark Habits premiered at the Venice Film Festival, and was mired in controversy because of its subject matter. In the United States, a lack of promotion by Miramax was attributed to its poor performance of Pepe, its first full-length film, in the United States. Miramax, which distributed the film in the United States, filed suit against the MPAA over its X rating, but lost the case in court. The film is notorious for its rape scenes, which Almodovar used to comedic effect in order to establish a harsh commentary on the self-serving, cutthroat nature of media. In depicting a love triangle, Almodovar distances himself from most depictions of gay men in cinema. With the title of his first full-length movie, English-language Pepe, taken from the Pointer Sisters song, Almodovar overtly adopted the campy humor which had been so characteristic of his earlier works. Both are grown-up ideas about teenagers, played by 20-somethings who seem to be 30, animated by the dopey ideas of the intelligentsia. Many of the characters and stories are intentionally over-the-top stereotypes, and in Britain, there is a robust core who cannot get enough of seeing fucking words written on talking balloons in what looks like a kid's cartoon. Not even a passing shot of sex hardcore fish being chopped up into a mank could have helped. Extensive metaphors feel like the only means to convey the eerie sense of not film YNESS that permeates this piece of on-screen fun. Mank is that rare movie that is impossible to describe without making its awfulness seem funnier than it is. If you view Mank from a mainstream morality standpoint, then it is a dangerous movie, as it is simply glorifying murder. I rarely dislike a film enough to caution people about it, but it is one of the worst, most unsettling movies I've seen. The greatest gimmick the devil has pulled is convincing a viewership in the Super Bowl 52 broadcast to watch The Mank. The Call Me By Your Name experience in production with Army Stories into the world, particularly in this moment. I am extremely lucky that we were able to get a chance to take Tanya's story to the big screen. When I am acting, when I am creating, I feel vibrant, filled to bursting, and feel a sense of contribution to the mystical goodness that is so solidly present in this world. I take in the movies that I see and translate them into my experience, and this immediately becomes my character's experience. I remember becoming quite known in Madrid, because since short films shot handheld had no sound, I took with me a tape of music, while doing all the voices for characters, songs, and dialogue myself. It seems appropriate that Pop Smoke would also serve now as a voice for often unheard black kids in NYC. In November 2018, before he had any music released, Pop Smoke appeared on New York street rap YouTuber Mel's TV's YouTube channel, confidently promising he was going to conquer Brooklyn in no time. The movie comes to a conclusion about how certain relationships are not worth fighting over after 80 minutes or so of everybody else. The lone two-bed scenes in this buddy comedy are weirdly boring, badly undermining both the flirty vibe and any points that movie may have made about sexuality. Colorful direction and bright performances help to make this
friendship comedy watchable, even though it never feels like a completed movie. Episode 1659 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ann Taylor. Adios.